Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and God bless. It is August the 17th, 2020, and it's Monday. God bless you. We made it through another weekend. God bless you through the winds and the storms and the floods and the corona. Hallelujah. I just want to thank him and thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm coming to talk about how, not how, but a prayer for overcoming hate, and speak a little bit about hate. Not much, just little. Don't want to bore you with a whole lot of talk. Amen. Amen. So, Heavenly Father, as I get into this word, let your Holy Spirit guide me and get the words to you for understanding, peace, and love. Amen. Amen. Hate has become quite the overused word. We tend to talk about things we hate. We really mean we dislike something. However, there are times when we let hate into our hearts and it sits there and festers inside of us. When we allow hate to take over, we allow darkness to enter into us. It clouds our judgment, makes us more negative, adds a bitterness to our lives. However, God offers us another direction. And he tells us we can overcome hate and replace it with forgiveness and acceptance. And he gives us a chance to bring the light back into our hearts. No matter how much we try to hold onto the hate. Here I have a prayer to overcome hate before it takes over us. Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you for all you do in my life. Thank you for all you provide for me and the direction you give me. Thank you for protecting me and being my strength every day. Lord, today I lift up my heart to you because it is filling with hatred that I can't seem to control. There are things when I know I should let go of it, but it just keeps grabbing onto me. Every time I think about this thing, I just get angry all over again. I can feel the rage inside me, Bill, and I just know the hatred is doing something to me. Lord, I ask that you intervene in my life to help me overcome this hatred. I know you warn against letting it fester. I know you ask us to love rather than hate. You forgive us all for our sins rather than letting us be angry. Your son died on a cross for our sins rather than you allowing yourself to hate us. He couldn't even hate his captors. No, you are the ultimate in forgiveness and overcoming even the potential for hate. The only thing you hate is sin. Amen. But it is a thing, and you will offer up your grace when we fail. Yet, Lord, we all are struggling with this situation, and I need you to help me and others. I am not sure I have the strength right now to let this hatred go. I'm hurt. It is distasteful. I get distracted by it sometimes. I know it is taking hold, and I know you are the only one strong enough to get me beyond this hell. Help me go from hatred to forgiveness. Help me walk away from my hatred and temper it down so I can see the situation clearly. I no longer want to be clouded. I no longer want my decisions to be biased. Lord, I want to move on from this heaviness in my heart. Lord, I know hate is much stronger than just dislike of things. I see the difference now. I know this hate because it is strangling us. It is keeping us from a freedom that I've seen others experience when they overcome hatred. It draws us into dark doors and keeps us from moving forward. It's a dark thing. This hatred, Lord, help me let the light back in. Help me come to an understanding and acceptance that this hatred isn't worth the weight it has placed on my shoulders. I'm struggling right now, Lord, and you are my Savior and my support. Lord, please let your strength into my heart so that I can move forward. Fill me with your light and let me and others see clear enough to come out of this fog of hatred and anger. Lord, be my everything at this moment so I can be the person you desire me to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In your name, amen, amen. This is a sample prayer that you can say, or you can say your own about hatred. And let God build you up and strive you, because God knows, I know he have taken me way back when from that many years ago. I love everyone, and I have no hate in my heart. Hate is a strong word, and I only know the word love. That's all I know. From him, yes, God Almighty, all I know is love, not hate. I'd rather choose love over hate any day. Amen. This is my word of encouragement today. God bless you. I'll be back with you Wednesday. Lord, 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 Lord. And everything I know, hey, will be all right. God, he will fix it for me, and he will fix it for you. Amen. He will fix it for you. God is God. No matter what you're going through, forgive, honor, and obey God. He we'll fix it for you. Until Wednesday, God bless you. I love you. This is Evangelist Faith. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen.